Live
from Universal Studios Hollywood in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
ToadHopNetwork.com.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching.
This is the Heidi and Frank Show.
Heidi and Frank Show.
Call Heidi and Frank now at 888-520-HF-SHOW. That's 888-520-4374. Email them at show at HeidiandFrank.com. Follow them on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. The Heidi and Frank Show at HeidiandFrank.com.
The Heidi and Frank Show, thank you for joining us. We are here live every single weekday, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time at HeidiandFrank.com. And you can always call us because we are live. 888-520-HF-SHOW is the number, 888-520-4374. You can also follow us on Twitter at Heidi and Frank and tweet us throughout the show at Heidi and Frank. Let's see. What was I going to talk about today?
You were going to say good morning to me.
Morning, Heidi.
Good morning. Are you watching America's Got Talent at all?
I was kind of half watching it last night.
Okay. There's some good stuff, but just explain to me, and this was, I think they were showing a recap of when they showed this the first time, when the guy shot himself out of a cannon, that was his act.
I missed the initial. That's his act? What's he going to do next week?
See, that's the thing. And Frank, they sent him through. Howard Stern says, oh my God, that was fantastic. It was exciting. I can't wait to see more.
$1 million act?
That's what I don't understand. They're like, we're going to see you in Vegas. And I went, he shoots himself out of a cannon.
It is the grand finale at the circus.
But that's...
the guy with the cannon goes last.
Once you've seen it, you're like,
yeah, that's why it's closer.
Into a net. And then you go, okay, what else you got? I don't get the sending you to Vegas.
They did the same thing last year with the guy who was the high diver. But then he was diving into smaller pools of water, and then finally, he dove into a pool that was 3 feet deep, and everyone was like, it was off of 18 stories. He dives into a pool that's 3 feet deep, and no one's impressed.
I know. I mean, it's
three stories in a baby pool was way more impressive than 18 stories and a 3 foot deep, backyard pool with the. We had one of those growing up.
What, a doughboy?
No, above ground.
Yeah.
A doughboy. What's that?
It's an above-ground pool. I don't know if it's a brand name, but we called them Doughboys. Does anybody else know that? Somebody called me and backed me up.
No, I had the one that had the yellow house siding. It was like the aluminum circle that you had to, yes. I don't know even how it worked, with the liner in it and then
a
three-step ladder over and in. And it was just like a...
I would have been so jealous of you because we had a hog trough. I've told you this story. Yeah. We had the hog trough that my dad filled up at the beginning of summer with a garden hose. And then they never drained it and then, or put any sort of chemical cleaner in it. So he would leave the same water.
It was a hog trough.
It was a hog trough. And then, we didn't... We had... He put it
in the
middle.
Did you have hogs?
No,
he bought it specifically to be a pool for you.
He went down to the farmer's feed and got a hog trough for a swimming pool because all I would do is just, I want a swimming pool, I want a swimming pool. And we didn't have the money for even what you're talking about, an above ground pool. So they bought a hog trough, never changed the water, and then it was in the middle of the yard. So after they'd cut grass, I'd be running out in the yard, got grass all over my feet. I go swimming in the hog trough. And then by, mid-July, it was just cloudy and foggy.
Mosquito birthing factory.
Yeah, and grass clippings, and they never drained it. It's a wonder I had worms as a child.
Maybe that's where you got them.
Yeah. I was like, is anybody going to
Heidi's dragging her butt again. You better put some more bromine in the hog trough.
Yeah. Did they ever think, how much could a bromine tablet have cost? Just to drop it in maybe once a month.
When did bromine happen? I remember it always being chlorine. I never heard of bromine until I was
moved
old
here.
And owned my own pool.
Right. They're like, you need to throw an extra bromine tablet.
Bromine? What the hell is that?
I don't know.
It's Southern California chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
We're just better than everyone else on the planet.
Yeah, I don't know the difference.
Birthdays today. Let's see here. Michael Vick, he's 32 or 4.5 in dog years.
I wish he wasn't anything.
Really? You still hold that against him?
I'll forever hold that against him. What he did, of course.
I know we were talking about that yesterday a little bit when the Sandusky, people came forward and started to, and then the wife hiding it all this time because I said she didn't want to that would she forever be known as the woman who was married to Sandusky.
Mm-hmm.
And now she will be anyway.
Right.
She's established her new personality.
Well, not only
her
that.
Her new recognizability has been established by her husband now and the court.
Not only that, but now she has to carry with her that we all think that she kind of knew anyway. So now, not only am I that guy's wife, I'm that guy's wife who turned a blind eye to young children screaming for help in the basement. Ooh.
So if you saw Michael Vick walking down the street, or he's over at... you know, the Camacho's over here.
Yeah. Yeah, at the Universal. Sure.
Celebrating his birthday. And the, and you hear the waiters go over there and
happy birthday to you.
And you look over and you see Michael Vick celebrating with his family over a fried ice cream.
I'd go over and rough him up.
Would you say anything?
See what it did there.
Would you bark? Would you?
No.
You wouldn't do anything?
No.
So
I try to, I try to protest in ways that it will hurt. Like Nike, you know, Nike was still endorsing. So, you know, I try to, like, I'll never buy Nike product.
I don't think that, I think you're wrong about that. Like, you blame Nike, but I think Nike was the official, you know, sponsor of the NFL.
Yeah.
And so when he was wearing that stuff, he has to wear that stuff.
Oh.
Because you can't wear it because they bought.
It's funny, I'm upset about
players.
The Michael Vick thing, but the fact that they have, you know, 5-year-old children sewing shoes for a penny a day doesn't seem to stop me from wanting to buy the Nike
product. If they
had
dogs sewing shoes.
Oh, how dare you? I'm buying New Balance.
No, you'd want one of those.
It's so cute.
Oh my God, my dog can make my own running shoes.
I'd have my dog just making me Afghans. I'd have an Afghan hound. Is what I would have.
Oh my
yeah.
God, that would be it's adorable to think about, although horribly cruel. Because I don't even know how they would sew without opposable thumbs. It'd be tough.
Yeah,
they'd
I'd
have to have special
one of those.
Needles or something. I don't know. An Afghan hound.
I'd get an Afghan hound to make me just sew me Afghans. And then I'd get a Basset hound and name it Angela.
Oh no.
Why doesn't anyone name their Basset hound Angela? It seems like that would be the obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I've never met a Basset hound named Angela.
You should get one. You've got room at the inn. You've got a vacancy.
My family's trying to convince me to get another dog, saying Diesel's lonely.
He's lonely.
But he's not lonely.
I don't know if a Basset hound named Angela is the playmate to get for a 140-pound Italian Mastiff, but give it a go.
Because right now he's got Billy, which is
a 4-pound Shih Tzu.
Not even four. I don't even think. I think
no, he's pretty tiny.
You shave that dog; it's probably smaller
than
yours.
Yeah, if you see him wet, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's the ugliest thing ever. You see that dog
big
wet?
Big ball eyes.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
You're like, what the
what
hell?
What tummy
is that?
Did you crawl out of in Alien?
It looks like a Muppet they threw away and started over.
Yeah, what should we call this one? I don't know. Put him in the trash can with the Cookie Monster.
So that's Michael Vick's birthday. He's 32. Jason Schwartzman. He's 32, the actor.
How do I know him?
He was in that show that was canceled recently that I love so much with Ted Danson.
Becker?
No. Becker? When's the last time you watched TV?
Well, clearly it's been at the very least since the mid-90s.
I think he still had brown hair in Becker. He's going white now. He doesn't even care.
What the heck is it?
Bored to Death.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bored to Death.
Yes, that was the show.
What was that show about? I never saw an episode.
He was a private... Jason Schwartzman's character was a private investigator, but he wasn't an official private investigator. He was just bored to death and decided to make himself one, like, to take on cases and follow people around and try to be a
without
private
any authority at all.
He was actually a fan of private investigator novels.
Okay.
Oh, I was so wrong.
He had learned enough from reading.
I feel like I could. I feel like I could solve a case.
You're way too antsy. You couldn't do a stakeout.
Stakeout I'd have trouble with, admittedly.
That's pretty much most of the job is sitting there watching and waiting.
No, but I think I could, because I know what certain things to look for, hairs
like,
and...
Hairs? When are you going to look for hairs?
Well, when I'm on the case. I'll look for stray hairs, or if somebody I suspect, I'll offer them a bottle of water, and they'll go, thank you so much, it was really hot, and they'll take a drink of it, like, mm-hmm.
So you're getting,
and then they'll drink it all and they'll throw it in the trash, which then becomes public property.
But then you got to follow them around for when they throw it away.
I can grab it out of the trash can like this, and then I take it, I put it in a Ziploc bag, take it to the lab, and do an analysis on it.
Why are you getting DNA if the woman wants to know if her husband's cheating on her?
We'll see what kind of DNA is in his.
Yeah, you know that's her husband.
Maybe there's...
I've proven that this is your husband with this bottle of water I gave him.
But maybe on his lips were another sample of DNA.
How about the picture she gave you that said, this is my husband? Isn't that proof enough for you? Why do you got to get a DNA test?
Oh, you're thinking of the catch the cheater kind of stakeout.
Well, when you think about private investigators, people only hire private investigators for that kind of stuff. Or you're an insurance company and you want them to follow a guy around who's claiming back injuries.
Well, he's going to play golf.
His bowling league.
You know.
Yeah.
Taking pictures.
Otherwise, why is a PI getting hired?
Hmm.
For cheating spouses.
Yeah.
And insurance fraud. That's it. That's your only gig.
That is probably true.
Maybe missing child, missing person, maybe.
Yeah. Missing. I thought about it when my cat Vinny went missing.
Getting a private investigator?
What?
Yeah. Just because it takes a lot of work. I did a lot of door knocking, like with my pictures and have you seen this cat kind of thing. But I mean, and rode my bike around my neighborhood all through Encino. We went into Tarzana. I'm like, I don't even know how far a cat who started wandering would go. Like how far, I don't know.
I thought we solved the case. Your cat was eaten by coyotes.
Well, I understand that. But at the time, 2 weeks in, a week in, whatever, I was still holding on to hope that he had just wandered too far. And then somebody went, who's a good boy, kitty?
Why didn't
and
you
he
search?
Was, meow, and they let him in.
For coyote turds with hairs in them. Well, since you're looking for hairs and have that analyzed to see if it's feline.
Well, I did do that about a month when he was missing. I would go walk around the neighborhood and
coyote
see if
coyote turds always have like berries or seeds in them. So that's how you recognize them.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe some cat teeth.
Nice. I never did find
I don't know if there's berries or seeds or cat teeth, because I've never seen cat teeth just out and
well,
already
digested.
Well,
I'm sure they look like they do in their gums. They don't turn into berries once they're digested.
No, I mean, I didn't really get that close. I thought they were berries. They could have been cat teeth. I have no idea.
All right. My point is I did a lot of door knocking with that, with my missing cat, and it would have been helpful if I had a guy who is trained at this to have the picture and go door to door.
888-520-4374 is the number if you have hired a private investigator. Give us a call. I'd love to hear why you did or you think I'm right. Is there any other reason to hire one? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here's a tweet from Kevin at Heidi and Frank. Says, yes, Heidi was right. A doughboy is a brand of above-ground pool. Poolman Kevin.
Yeah,
so he's an expert.
The Italians' family had a doughboy, but what they did is, because that family is very handy with construction projects, they built a redwood deck around it.
So did my uncle.
So
he's very handy.
Yeah, off the house, I'd seen pictures of it when she was a
kid. So it looked like an in-ground.
Yeah. So because they built the deck up high off the house, and then you just walk out, you're like walk up the deck stairs, and you're like, yes, our pool. But underneath the deck is the above-ground pool. But they put up the lattice and everything to make it look good. But yeah, I mean, I guess you never saw that in Indiana. Indiana was like, you have an above ground pool, that's all you're getting.
Yeah, if you had an in ground pool, I mean, you were the richest kid in town.
My third cousins had the in ground pool with the little pool house. But the pool,
a pool house?
Well, the
was
pool.
Was it a tough shed?
Well, yeah, the pool house was like, yeah, you could go change your clothes in there so you didn't have to go in the house to get out of your clothes and into your swimsuit. So you could go into the pool house, which, looking back, was not a pool. Like, being in California, somebody goes, oh, the pool house, you know? And you're like, a California pool house is not an Indiana pool house. It's a shed with, you know, some rakes and hose and
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
And then you could just...
You can change behind the moor. There's enough room back there behind the John Deere.
And while you're in there, bring out...
Squat down, we can see you.
Yeah, bring in one of them bromine tablets. This water's getting green. A lot of kids swimming in here and peeing in the pool this summer. Mm.
No, they didn't even clean pools. I mean, yeah, chlorine was very strong.
Right.
Oh, in the Midwest.
Like eye burning.
Yeah.
I remember going
You could smell the pool from a mile away. I remember we used to go to a public pool.
Oh.
Because my dad and my grandpa and uncle were all Shriners.
What's a Shriner?
You know, the guys who wear fezzes and ride bicycles and
yeah,
parades.
I see them in the parade, but I don't, like, on off season, when they're not in a parade, they get together and do what?
They look like bald circus bears.
Yeah.
They
wave to the crowd.
I really don't know. I mean, I was a little kid when they were in the shrine.
But obviously they have a meeting, they get together and they talk about...
I have no idea. Okay. It's very private. I mean, you got to be a member and...
You never
wanted
to be?
It's like a fraternity.
Be?
My dad was a Mason as well, so I don't... Oh. I mean, yeah.
He's probably into some...
He's probably buried a few bodies.
He's got some secrets.
I don't know. But the Shriners, I mean, they have like the Shriners Hospital for kids, children's hospital.
I know they raise money and stuff.
I think it's a nice thing to do when they're not killing people.
Sure.
So I don't know.
I remember them being out with like buckets at certain times of the year, and you'd get to like a four-way stop, and you, hey, Bob, all right, we want to do a little donation. And
were
you
they wearing their fez?
Yes. And I remember that specifically because I remember my mom throwing some money in the bucket. And if whatever money you put in, a quarter dollar, whatever it was, they gave you a Tootsie Roll, like as a thank you for your donation. And my mom donated, and I started chewing on this Tootsie Roll, which I was all excited about. And I pulled one of my fillings out as I was chewing on the Tootsie Roll. It was horrific pain. I was like, ow! And I pulled a Tootsie Roll out, like, bleh, right?
And it had the filling on it.
It had the silver filling on the Tootsie Roll. So to this day, I won't eat. I can't even look at the Tootsie Roll because I think it'll pull my fillings out.
Here's some more tweets coming in. Here's Gina at Heidi and Frank. My ex-husband hired a PI to follow me after I left him to see if there was someone else.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, she already left you. I mean,
yeah,
obviously
but sometimes
there's something
you want
else.
Closure.
Closure, she left.
Well, that doesn't mean she has someone else. You just want to know if she's got someone else. She may just not want to be with you. She'd rather be alone than be with you. Some people can't handle
that. You're the type of guy who would hire somebody to follow her. That's why she left
you. Some people have a real problem with understanding, like, oh, there's nobody else? No, there's nobody else. So you'd rather be alone than be with me. Like, they can't
wrap their... That's even worse, really.
That's what they're saying. That's what people say.
Like,
if I can find that you're at least seeing somebody else, then I can go, okay. But she left this to go just be alone. That's tough.
That means you're just horrible.
Right. Sometimes that's what people think. Like you'd rather...
No, that's what it means. You are a horrible person. If someone leaves you just to be alone, wow.
I'd rather be alone and stare at a wall than spend another moment in this relationship.
I'd rather die under 1,000 cats by myself than to be with you for one more minute
That sounds like a sweet death, especially if some of them are kittens.
Suffocated in cats?
Oh. And kittens, to be killed by, to die with kittens purring and then doing the kneading thing on your chest just till you can't breathe anymore.
Aren't you a little bit claustrophobic? Mm. 1,000 cats? You know how much that would weigh?
Well,
it's like a ton of cats on top of you. And then you get like all claustrophobic, you couldn't breathe, and you start freaking out. And when you start trying to swim through the cats, they start swimming back. It's like you're like a salmon swimming upstream and cats swimming downstream.
Oh, who's a good boy?
That'd be the most miserable death ever.
I don't know, Frank. For
seriously.
You, I think I might enjoy that. It beats a long, excruciating cancer death. Being killed by kittens? Bring it on.
Here's something that is excruciating. So we're talking about jealous husbands. This Gina's husband hired a guy to follow her to see if she left him for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
This woman was honest with her husband and said, I'm leaving you. I want a divorce. And it freaked him out.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do? Well, he didn't hire a PI. He cut off her lips.
her lips?
So,
lips?
No. He cut off and ate his wife's lips so she'll never kiss again. I'm never gonna kiss again. Guiltyless, I've got no pucker. I said pucker.
Okay, yeah.
Don't say pucker with out of your lips. It doesn't sound right.
You got your tongue and
your
you
can't even say your tongue.
No, you say. You took your tongue on your mouth and you say tucker. I was tuckering my lips.
A university professor in Stockholm sliced off his wife's lower lip and ate it. He's 52 years old. He is a respectable researcher. He was upset with his wife for requesting a divorce and flew into a jealous rage. He did it so that she would never be able to kiss again and said, I'll get 4 years. You're getting a life sentence. And he waited until his wife was asleep before brandishing a scalpel and cutting off nearly her entire lower lip.
Deep asleep is she in that you can start to cut off my lip and I'm just still sleeping?
You're a couple Ambien.
Well, I guess if he's...
He then proceeded to eat the piece of flesh he removed from his wife's face. So I guess that way...
Raw? Like to sashimi?
That'd be like a gummy worm,
like,
I think.
Yeah, it would be very...
The worst gummy worm ever.
I think you just have to at some point just swallow it. Cause you could, yeah.
So, is that really quick where you're just kind of like feeding it with through your teeth, down your throat? And you kind of inhale the last bit of the lip down. He did that so they couldn't find the lip and sew it back on. Because if you find an organ and doctors can sew it back on, if you eat it, it's like swallowing the key.
Yeah. And then your stomach acids and...
It says that he helped her, though. He helped her call police and remained there until help arrived.
Well, he had to because she certainly couldn't call.
911?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
What?
I'm sorry. You need to really calm down so that I can help you, okay? Ma'am, what is your emergency?
I already cut off my hips.
Okay, all I heard was cut off something.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Is there anybody else there who could possibly...
He's here still. He cut off my hips.
Oh, he cut off your... Ma'am, somebody is on the way, but I really want to be able to tell paramedics what's wrong with you so that we can properly help you when we get there.
My address is CCC. Football CC.
Okay. 333-4433?
Yes!
Okay. Well, no, we have that. We're on the way. I just wanted to be able to tell...
Sycamore fleet.
I'm sorry, ma'am, what?
It's on Sycamore.
Sycamore tree?
Sycamore Street.
Sycamore Street.
Yes.
So 3-3-4-4.
Sycamore Street.
All right,
hurry,
ma'am.
Please.
All right, ma'am. We're hurrying.
He's still here.
Okay, ma'am. We are going to send somebody just as quickly as we can.
I'm fine.
All right. Okie dokie.
Please hurry.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining that's what's in 911. Yeah, we don't have the actual audio.
Well, I think that was probably dead on.
But what a dear. He sat with her and helped her.
Oh, man.
Mm. So, yeah, that's crazy. I wonder...
How bad does it get in a relationship where you think that you're... The only thing left to do is cut off.
Well, that's like, you know, with my girl, you know, Carmen, mm-hmm. and how she likes kissing. I've explained on the show, I'm not really big into kissing. So if she was going to leave me because I didn't kiss her, I'd be like, well, you're never going to kiss again. And I mean, he probably wasn't big.
He let her go.
So I would cut off her lips because that's why she's leaving me to go kiss somebody else. And so
now you're cutting that off so she can never
That's
kiss
what I'm
again.
Guessing. This guy's not a big kisser. But... If he ate the lip so they couldn't sew it back on, can't you just get a lip donor? I mean, from a cadaver?
I would take Charlize Theron's lips. That's
She's alive. You got to take somebody who's recently dead so she could get Rodney King's lips. I'll just get it on. Yes, get Rodney King's lips. Talk about kissable lips.
Oh.
Look at Rodney King's lips. He probably never even looked at him. Look at him closely.
Well, now I want to look at him. Can they dye them so that it doesn't look odd?
Lipstick.
If I'm a white girl with Rodney King's lips, there's no sort of shade that I'm going to be able to make look.
You can just put red on the inside and it'll look like you already got built-in lip liner.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
There you go. They could probably do a lip donor.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's going to be
Well,
okay.
They could put a whole entire face on the lady who got her face bit off by the chimp. I'm pretty sure lips can't be that difficult. I don't know.
She just hung up. It was Gina, the woman who tweeted about her husband.
Oh, call back Gina.
Yeah, call back Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here's some tweets coming in. At Heidi and Frank, Shriners are a branch of Masons. Oh, my dad was in both. Big philanthropist, Shriners Hospitals. I've considered becoming one so I can visit the kids. Interesting.
So you can visit the kids. Well, you can probably visit the kids without having to be a Shriner.
I don't know if you can just go to children's hospitals and visit kids.
Why not? If I want to go and maybe read stories.
Do they vet people, or is this like you can just walk in there with a bunch of balloons and some?
I'm here to see Bobby.
And a bag of Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah.
And go, I just want to go to the children's ward and hand out balloons and matchbox.
I don't know why I wouldn't be able to do that.
They can't let any freak up in the sick kid ward.
If I want to go and make a kid dying of leukemia laugh a little in his day, I have to be vetted?
Yeah.
Well, there are people around. It's not like I'm going to be left alone with a kid in the hospital.
You should be vetted just for the comedy alone. Like, I'm sorry, we checked.
What is your?
You cannot possibly make a kid with leukemia laugh.
Listen, this child has leukemia. We need to really make.
Why
sure
are
that
you
you're
really here, ma'am?
For my comedy, I'm gonna make a kid with leukemia laugh.
This is where I test out all my material.
Yeah.
Captive audience.
Anybody here with a blood disorder? Anybody? No. Hello. Nothing.
Let's see. Going back to Jason Schwartzman doing birthdays, that's how we got here. It's his birthday, and he is 32 today as well, same age as Michael Vick.
Is he Talia Shire's son?
Yeah.
Okay, Rocky's wife. Okay.
Nicolas Cage's nephew.
Oh, that I didn't know.
He wasn't a fan of mystery novels. He was an author of mystery novels.
Oh, okay.
And he smoked a bunch of weed.
The guy I'm bored to death. Okay.
Let's see here. Bean says, Heidi should hire a PI to help her find comedic timing.
Ooh. Beans.
Here's one. I hired a PI to find my sex life after being married for 15 years. Yep, that happened. Oh, here's Gina.
Giving you alternatives.
Gina called back. 888-520-4374. We got Gina on the phone. Says her husband hired a PI to follow her. Hello, Gina.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
How did you know you were being tailed?
I didn't. That was a thing. But there was reason to. I mean, I just, you know, we knew that it was an ending marriage. So when I told him it was over, he suspected.
You never, Gina, at any moment when you were pulling in the driveway, noticed a guy in a car that had, you know, like I'll always look at people anytime I see a van, a guy sitting in a van. or some sort of like a paneled work truck that's just sitting. I'm like, well, if you're here to work in the neighborhood to work, wouldn't you be working? Why are you sitting in your car?
No, but that's where they eat lunch breaks. They can sit there and listen to you know, the Heidi and Frank show and enjoy a nice lunch.
Yeah. When I see them in the park, you know, across the street, I'll keep an eye and go, okay.
How about this guy sitting on a park bench reading a newspaper?
I think guys...
He looks suspicious.
I think people in their... I see this all the time. I take my dogs to Balboa Park. Guys who are sitting in their car at the park.
And I'm like, I didn't see... I honestly did not see anybody. And when he confronted me with it, because I guess... Maybe that was his resolution to see, you know, it was really over, or he also is revengeful, so he thought, you know, maybe that was going to help him in court that, you know, I was with somebody else while we were technically still married.
Well, he was right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were
she
with
was
somebody, else.
Somebody else.
But I did leave him. I mean, I
why
said,
didn't you just
hey,
tell
it's
him?
Over.
Why didn't you just tell him you were leaving him for somebody else? He would have saved the money.
That was his problem.
But you're getting divorced. I mean, half that money is yours that he spent on the PI.
Well, I just left with nothing. I didn't care.
Wow. Wait a second,
like,
Gina.
That's
we're
another
done.
Slap in the
you
face.
You were in your marriage, and where'd you meet the new guy that you were like, oh, I got to get out of this marriage so I can be with you?
Work.
You met him at work. Did anything happen before you ended it with your husband?
No.
Oh, no.
Why are you lying to us?
I'm not lying.
We're not the judge.
You left your husband for somebody that you've never done anything with, just happened to work with.
That's correct.
But you spoke. I mean, obviously, you felt that
I'm
there was something.
Lying.
You felt that there was something there.
Yes. No. There were feelings there. That's why it was like, you know what? This isn't right. And I was unhappy in my marriage. So yeah, those. You know, of course,
what
I was
the feelings
gonna, I was
of him grabbing the
feelings.
Back of your head and pulling you in for a hot kiss behind the fryer.
Well, that'd be
the
nice.
Fryer.
I wasn't behind a fryer, but.
I'm leaving my husband for a guy in the fast food industry.
What type of business were you in?
I'm in an automotive business.
Car sales?
Well, not me, personally.
He was.
No.
Oh, yes, he was. Why are you lying to me? He's a what?
He's a technician.
A technician.
Okay, all right. Well, I know. Knowing how much it costs to take a car in to get fixed, I'm sure he's doing very well.
Okay,
for himself.
And he's a technician, so he works in the repairs.
And she worked at the probably. At
I'm
the
in the office
where like you get your, all your paperwork.
She was
done,
admitting to
or,
cars. Sick
all right,
cars.
Go ahead. Your stuff's all done. Just go ahead and sign here. And...
So he'd bring out the keys when the car was done, and you guys would look each other in the eyes, and he'd hand you over the keys to them. And says, "Is that how it went?"
No, we didn't work that closely together.
Well,
then how
you
could
mean?
You develop a relationship if you didn't work that closely together?
Okay, well, I handle, like, the warranties that when a customer comes in and they have their repair done under warranty, I'm the one who handles that work that, you know, to get the money back from the manufacturer for that work we did.
Sure.
The dealership did.
All right, how did you meet Mr. Technician Boy?
His name's Warren T.
I'm responsible for
she handles
making
warranties.
Sure that they're, you know, flagging properly and we're getting the correct money.
Are you still with him?
Yes, I am. 7 years.
You are such a slut.
See, at least she left her husband, though. You know, she didn't stay in it and then have an affair
Thanks,
with technician
Frank,
boy.
I love you too.
I love you too, Gina. You a VIP?
Yes, I am.
Thank you,
of
sweetheart.
Course.
You keep spreading the word around the warranty section of the car dealership. Okay.
All right.
Warranty.
Thank you, baby.
Bye.
Bye, bye. His name was Warren T. What are the odds of that?
She was handling Warren's T's.
Warren T's nuts.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other birthdays we got on this list. Derek Jeter. He's 38 today.
He ain't ugly, as they say. He'd make good babies.
What do you get the man who's had sex with everything?
Sherry's Berries?
Maybe Sherry's Berries.
Yeah. But I bet Derek Jeter has never opened the door and seen the Sherry's Berries.
Jerry's Berries. Is it something
I know.
Kids,
we talked about Jerry's.
Kids have been eating for years. And they never really liked them.
Oh, no.
But Sherry's Berries are delicious for all ages.
For all ages. And especially 4th of July is right around the corner. And if you're going to a 4th of July party.
Or a birthday party.
Yeah, yeah. For Derek Jeter. If you're friends with Derek Jeter, anybody listening, send him Sherry's Berries. Or impress your guests at the 4th of July party with a sweet and delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. You know how much we love them around here. And it's the perfect patriotic treat because you can order them in red, white, and blue dipped strawberries for your 4th of July party. They're huge. Fresh, juicy, and mouth-watering. And if you've never tried them before, trust us. You are going to be the hit of the party. 866-FRUIT-02. That's 866-FRUIT-02, or even better, berries.com. berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You know the drill. Type in Heidi and Frank. See the enormous berries for yourself. Again, they are delicious. Berries.com. Click the microphone. Type in Heidi and Frank. Don't wait. Order now, won't you?
888-520-4374 is the number. Stick around. When we come back, Heidi's been reading Cosmo, apparently.
Well, I haven't.
It's been a while. But did you renew your subscription?
Well, I wasn't feeling girly enough, and I went, I think I should re-up. And so I got my subscription.
Great. Wonderful for all of us.
Really, what made me think of it is there's a story in the news that a husband got so upset with his wife about a Cosmo magazine quiz that...
He cut her lips off.
That he begged her to stab him. Like, end it. Just kill me. She did.
I know how he feels about right now.
Exactly. So I guess...
So she breaks out Cosmo every time.
Let's take the quiz. And he's like... Just stab me. Please. And she did.
So we'll find out what Heidi's found in Cosmo when we come back. 888-520-4374. Feel free to call us. And you can always follow us on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. We are Heidi and Frank.
You're listening to the Heidi and Frank Show.
You ever heard of that?
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network. Radio worth watching.
Lord, I feel the ocean swaying me. Watch
Now, back to the Heidi and Frank Show on the Toad Hop Network. Toad Hop Network.
Yes, welcome back to the Heidi and Frank Show. Don't forget, coming up at noon here on the Toad Hop Network, it's Lovitz and Slayton. The boys have talked a little bit about their weekend and two horrendous newsmakers this week. They're going to be talking about Octomom and her new boyfriend and Jerry Sandusky. And they're going to read some letters. I'm guessing it'll go like this. That is an A. That is a B.
No, well, I mean, no, it's not a B. I think it looks more like an 8. I mean, if I'm being honest.
Lovitz and Slayton, coming up at noon to 1.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you see Octomom's new boyfriend? It's like the one person on planet Earth that actually looks more bizarre than she does.
Yeah, he's an amateur bodybuilder.
He's orange. He looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, it looks like Tan Mom's fairy god brother. Because it's weird, in the pictures that I saw, there's like lettering over his ear, so it makes it look like he has a pointy ear, like he's some, you know, orange elf. There it is, look at it. There's the picture. Like, it looks like an orange elf.
He's very bizarre looking.
Octomom's got a boyfriend. What the hell?
Yeah, what guy is going, you have kids or?
I have like 14 kids.
Oh, all right. Well, we should go out sometime, dinner or something, you know. Away from the house.
Yeah, I saw that we got Octomom. That's what we started calling her when she had the 8 babies. She already had how many?
She had 6.
And then got impregnated.
With 8 embryos.
With 8 embryos. And they all took and had 8 babies. And I just saw where like a Mexican mother was going to have 9 babies. Like, we named ours Octomom. They're naming theirs The Slacker. True story. Look it up, Ian. Don't believe me.
9 babies.
Seriously. It's true. Yeah. So Heidi's been reading Cosmo. I saw the print out there, big Cosmopolitan in large pink letters, and
I know you hate it. And you're not the only one, because at the very first line of the sentence where I told you before the break about this husband and wife who had, and I quote, been drinking for a long period of time before this particular fight broke out. She decided that and a lot of women do this, and I've done it around here certainly, where you open up the Cosmo and you're like, oh, honey, let's take this quiz. Let's just see how you would answer it and see how I would answer it.
Taking Cosmo quiz is like taking the how many people have you had sex with game. There's no win for you.
Well, you have to know how to answer the questions.
So lie?
Probably, if you want to avoid a fight. Yeah, certainly lie. But apparently the husband was so upset about the Cosmo magazine quiz that he begged his wife to stab him. So she did. In the first title.
She did?
She did. She stabbed him. Yeah, begged her. There's the knife. Stab me. Please stab me. And she did. But the very first line of the article, the news article, says, have you ever been so upset about a quiz in Cosmo magazine that you just would plead for somebody to stab you? So that obviously caught my eye. And I know that you felt that way whenever I bring it up. You're like, ugh. Because you never agree with what you say. The problem with Cosmo is that it's other women
writing
telling women how guys think. And it's like, your guy acts this way because this. It's like, no, a guy should be saying that, right?
Women should not write articles about men written by women.
Women should not write articles about men written by women.
I did kind of reiterate my first point at the end, so it probably added to confusion.
A little redundant, but I follow.
Yeah, I said women written.
Men should tell women how men feel or why they act a certain way. Women shouldn't tell women.
It's like women going to a gynecologist who's a woman. They think that they have a little bit more knowledge about the genitalia because they have one.
Well,
so
I want my mechanic
way,
to own
like,
a car.
Why are you asking about a guy? Why would you ask a woman about what a guy's thinking?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
You wouldn't. Ask me. That's why I'm here.
Oh, well, I'm going to ask.
Let's be frank.
This is. I don't think it's going to spark a big argument, but I just want to see. Plus, I'm just curious about what you got going on as far as manscaping goes, because the article is...
Oh, my God, lately?
Telling women, okay, so if you start to date a guy and then you finally see...
You can't even see my mailbox anymore. The weeds are so high.
Even when you put that little red thing up to let the mailman know...
Nope.
You got mail to pick up. All right.
Nope, not even then.
Matthew McConaughey recently confessed in an interview that he cried when he had to wax his package for Magic Mike. And... Manscaped guys are manscaping. Well, some are.
What's this Magic Mike?
Magic Mike, the stripper movie, right?
Masked and Schmeez. What is it?
It's a movie about male strippers.
How'd you know that?
Because it's everywhere, and my girl really wants to see it, and I...
Well, you don't... She can't expect you to go see
it. Is this that one with Channing Tatum?
Yeah, he's in it. He's all naked.
Yeah, my daughter wants to see this. She's 14.
What? No.
I mean, she sees the trailer on TV and sees Channing Tatum. I guess he's like the super-duper heartthrob of her generation. And she's like, oh, Channing Tatum, he's so hot. I want to go see this movie. Magic Mike.
He's the ugly, good-looking guy.
Is it PG-13? Is like Coyote Ugly? But with dudes?
I'll find out. It doesn't seem... I mean, it's like five or is it striptease guys.
With dudes.
I think it's right more now. Like striptease.
And that was that horrible movie.
Well, listen, if he had to
with
wax
that chicken Saved by the Bell.
It's R.
Elizabeth,
it's R.
Elizabeth Berkeley. Yeah, it's R. It's got to be R because he's saying Matthew McConaughey says he had to wax his package for Magic Mike. Now,
what?
If you're not taking your pants off or showing it, why would you have to wax your
package?
Well,
if I had on, you know, a banana hammock. Yeah. No, I mean he's probably when you tear off the tearaway pants, you can't have boxers on. You got to have unless you got tearaway boxers on, then you got a tearaway Speedo on.
Yeah, but you're not going to see the package.
You're going to see. Well, you can't have a bunch of hair popping out.
All right.
I mean,
well, it all depends on what you're into, I suppose.
I don't think women who go to strip clubs for men or go to see a male review want to see a bunch of pubic hair.
Well, then why would a guy? Why would a guy, just regular old guy who's not a stripper, even keep any? If that you know that that's nothing
keep
a girl,
any
that a girl's looking for. Okay, here's
because it itches.
All right. Fair
if
enough.
You try, I mean, how much do you do, Schmeez? You shave your whole body, right?
This yeah, is my, it's all gone.
Here, let me. I got four choices because this is what the Cosmo article talks about, and it's oh no.
It's not our fault. Blame the lesbian. Heidi's been reading Cosmo again.
Oh God.
All right. This is
Pavlovian. It makes me nauseous.
This is what I know. You're not alone. This is what experts are saying. If you start to date a guy and you finally get to the point where you see his nether regions, and he's got certain sort of stylings, they'll tell you even what kind of lover or boyfriend he'll be just by how he grooms himself. So I want you guys to weigh in to see if you agree with this or if okay. So there are four total manscaping styles essentially. The first one is totally untamed. The second is tidied up. The third is the enhanced package. And the fourth is completely bare.
Do you have the definition of what the middle two are? I mean, I know untamed and completely bare. I can figure those out.
Tidied up. Let's see. Tidied up is he trims the private area just enough to look neat and clean. It's also known as faux natural. It's one of the most popular styles.
He trims what area?
He trims the area. Doesn't shave anything. He just keeps it all nice and trim. Doesn't shave. Nothing's bald. It's just short, you know, kempt.
That's how short? What's the clipper guard set to? Two?
Probably a two. Nice and there's no unruliness. No wiry stuff that's poking out.
Okay.
That's what's tidied up is, okay? And then
maybe undercarriage? Shaving undercarriage?
No, there's nothing.
No shaving at all.
No.
Okay.
No, the shaving is the enhanced package. A guy who shaves his boys, but nothing else, is trying to make himself look bigger, and then I'll tell you
that
what
that works.
Each of them. Yeah. So, but just that's bald, and then everything else is just as is. That's bizarre looking. That looks like something's wrong. Don't you?
It looks like something's wrong.
That just those never grew any, and then everything else is covered?
That does seem bizarre.
Well, because I don't know. To look bigger, you would shave like you said. You know, to see the mailbox, you'd shave, you know, around the bushes around the mailbox.
Well, no, I think in the case of the reason to shave under and nowhere else, or even around, you know what I mean? Or am I by myself here?
Well, I want to know what everybody has, so I know.
You know
so
what
I know
talking about. Anne. Ian's face is like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
all right, here's
explain
what, it is.
What you. Okay.
You know how when you're looking at a scarecrow,
all right,
and like you'll see straw rocking around its neck and stuff, or its wrists.
Yeah, coming out the flannel shirt. Sure.
If I were to trim all this around the neck, then you'd see more of my face.
Right.
So
yes.
But if I have like all this,
right?
All you see is my forehead, my eye peeking out.
Your penis is gonna scare crows away. is what you're saying.
If I only shaved my brains.
My brains. Yeah, so that's, I think that's why it works. Because if you're looking at me from below.
Right.
Then you're just seeing a lot of clean. You know, you're seeing it's just, it's there and it's look and it's not, there's nothing to cover it. There's no,
okay.
There's no camouflage.
All right. So weigh in. Totally untamed, tidied up, the enhanced package, which is bizarre, or completely bare.
What are we weighing in on?
What you have.
Oh, what we have.
So I can
right
tell you
now.
what women can expect from you.
What I have right now? Mm-hmm. If I was going to?
No, what you have right now.
Let me see, I'm trying to think. I did do some manscaping the other day, so I'm probably between phases. I'm between...
Totally untamed? And tidied up?
I'm between tidied...
So you recently tidied up, and that's grown out, so you're on... You're...
I'm not totally untamed. I'll just say that. I have... Let me see.
How do you not know? Did you look in the mirror this morning? Or did you wake up in your underwear and just put jeans on?
I think I have more of the male enhancement look going on.
Yeah. Okay, let me read the enhanced package.
The unders are taken, shaved, and everything else is pretty much going just the way it goes.
What?
Yeah, that's what I got.
A guy who shaves his boys.
And nothing else.
And nothing else. Maybe trying to make himself look bigger.
That's
true. Which suggests that he's insecure.
About my penis, yes.
He could be a high-maintenance boyfriend who constantly needs praise.
Not really.
But his self-consciousness can benefit you in bed because he's always aiming to better his technique. He's probably skilled and will try any ideas that you introduce.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
He's that guy that's like, yeah, I want you to be happy.
I'm a pleaser.
Okay. So you would agree with a big
yeah,
part,
so if I'm, of that. Yeah, I want you to think that you're getting something, you know, well,
sure.
Worth
uh-huh.
It.
Okay. Smeezy, are you totally untamed, tidied up, the enhanced package, or completely bare?
I am completely bare.
Ew.
What? Hmm. What is wrong with that? I guess we're about to learn what's wrong.
The guy who's completely...
Maybe nothing.
The,
I'm not
the guy who's
anything
completely
wrong.
Bare. Let's see what... If I had to guess what
well,
type of...
Well, I keep
of,
my arm hair and my leg hair
what type
hair
of lover he is?
What's
or
odd
the type
about,
of...
It's what type of lover and what type of boyfriend. What's weird about...
High maintenance...
I don't think, I haven't seen your area, but I don't think you could pull off completely bare. Like, there are certain...
Oh, no, I couldn't.
No, and there are certain women who can't pull off completely bare.
Yeah.
It's like, it depends on the person. I don't know.
You would look like a beluga.
Exactly.
If you were completely bare.
I would... My FUD would be embarrassing. Seriously. That's why I got it.
Oh, you keep hair on that, so you can't really... It masks any sort
of course.
Weight gain problems.
Yeah, and yeah.
Men are so lucky.
But if a guy does so much maintenance on himself, that obviously he's a high maintenance guy.
Okay.
And he's as a boyfriend, he's probably going to carry that over to he's going to be more worried about himself than you.
Okay, interesting. Smeeze is completely bare. We'll find out perhaps what Ian is, if any of us care, or if people are still eating breakfast, and maybe not. Completely bare. No.
It's not our fault, blame the lesbian. Heidi's been reading Cosmo again.
My apologies. If you're completely bare and you're a guy and you're listening, or you're a woman and your guy, you've met a guy and you've seen he's completely bare, here's what's to expect. And keep in mind, just picture Smeeze the entire time I'm talking. A man, Smeeze, who is waxed or shaved completely so that he's hairless down there, has a wild side, and likely watches a lot of porn. Some guys mm-hmm. start trimming because they hold porn as the gold standard of sex and want to emulate shaved stars. Mm-hmm. He is adventurous sexually and will try any kink. He is adventurous sexually and will try any kink once, but this adrenaline junkie may resist settling down because he's always searching for a thrill.
Yeah, look at you.
Player.
I was raised on pornography. I developed my sexuality through pornography.
So maybe that's why you're completely bare.
There may be some truth to
most
that.
Most porn... Yeah. Porn stars don't have any of that, unless it's Ron Jeremy.
I mean, you're a pretty lazy adrenaline junkie when it's just shaving your body.
Yeah, I'm a total adrenaline junkie. What do you do? Like, you do a bungee jump? You jump out of planes? You do? Nah, I just, like, completely shave my pubic hair. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Nuts, man. You can't even stop me.
Oh, you know what freaks
me out?
Probably
bought one of those, like, helmet cams so we can just watch you shave your pubes and, like, you know. Why don't you do that while mountain biking? I'll be impressed.
What freaks me out now is that this was a request, which means I am becoming that guy, but somebody else was that guy first.
Oh, wait a second. In your current relationship?
Yeah.
You came to this relationship with, what, totally untamed?
No. I was always very neat and tidy, but not completely.
So we're
talking a one.
You were tidy.
I went down
up.
To a one. I mean, it was tight, but it wasn't gone.
Mm-hmm.
Until this relationship.
And this was a request.
If it's so tight, why'd she need it gone?
Maybe it was. Was it so tight
reminder.
That it was like whiskery and it hurt her?
She said.
Well, no, it can. If it's whiskery, it hurts. You're
she
all
just says
after.
That the area is more inviting when it's hairless. It's more inviting.
More inviting?
It's more like a, come on in, y'all.
Did sort of like you'd eat off a clean hardwood floor, but you wouldn't eat off clean carpeting. Right?
Yeah, I would.
No.
I would
you
munch
drop something on a
clean
hard...
carpet.
you drop something on a clean hardwood floor, you're like, oh, kiss it up to God, eat it. But carpeting, you're like, ugh.
If I drop it on Berber, I'm eating it. If I drop it in shag, maybe not.
Indoor, outdoor? So you were tidied up before... Okay, so tidied up. If you're in the market for a relationship, the tidied up guy, you've hit the jackpot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the guy doesn't do too much, doesn't do too little. He's just right. The Goldilocks of curly locks.
trimming the private area just enough to look neat and clean is also known as faux natural. It's the most popular style. This guy is the type who calls when he says he'll call. He knows what's expected of him and will be attentive without being over-the-top sensitive. He'll be conscious of what you like and how to satisfy you. So you're looking for the girls. You're looking for the tidied-up guy. They say you've hit the jackpot with that guy. Just enough. Hmm. Middle of the road. You were perfect. And she changed.
But don't you think at this point when a woman's seeing a guy's pants down, completely naked, that she's made a choice at that point? Or she's not, you know what? I think this guy I could date. Let me pull down his pants and see what his pubes are like to actually go to the next level. Don't you think you made the commitment to go to the next level once you've seen him with his pants down?
No, I think that there are many times where maybe you're doing certain things and and it didn't go further.
Then it was a deal breaker. You're like, nope, never going to go there again.
Yeah, if you're like, you can feel it. Yeah, and I guarantee it's like, oh, I was thinking about going all the way, but not after what I saw or felt.
Here's a tweet at Heidi and Frank from Daryl. Says, manscaping. So when you order a steak, they only put a sprig of parsley on the plate as to not take away from the meat in the same way that manscaping helps things look. That's what I was doing.
Right. Like, they don't bring you a steak and just cover it with parsley.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good analogy. It makes total sense. So you should have just a tad little bit, like a Hitler mustache. Do what the girls do. Why not do a landing strip?
I don't have any parsley. I have my steak. And then I have a lot of grated cheese over my mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you want to know what my plate looks
now,
like.
Now, is your steak
I'm a meat and tater man.
Is your steak a filet mignon, or is it more of a ribeye? Like
a filet mignon. A petite filet. Oh, let's see that.
We get together, it's surf and turf, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But not the poo-poo platter. Not on the first day. Anyway. Not into that. That's not happening.
Let's see. We got Howard. He's tweeting at Heidi and Frank. Schmeez likes to be bald down there to match his head.
Oh, no.
It does help, I guess. It would be embarrassing if I got naked and the eye
well, that's
was
where it went.
It would look like my crotch area caught it all.
Right.
And here's Gina saying that she agrees with Schmoo.
Bear.
She likes a bear guy. I don't.
Not all guys can pull it off. What's weird about
you got to be in shape to pull off bear. So I mean, you are maybe since she's a personal trainer, she doesn't want you to wear your hair cloak.
Mm. Yeah.
So you have to stay in top condition to pull off bald.
You do. Like you said, if you went down, you'd see your belly.
It would be horrible.
Yeah. But
what's
weird about, what's weird about, and I remember seeing you topless. You don't call a guy topless. Shirtless. We were in Vegas, and we were doing some sort of show, and we were in the pool there. And I remember seeing you took your shirt off, and you were in shape back then. But what's weird is how Frank,
I haven't seen
you shirtless in a while.
Oh, boy.
Right. But the weird thing about your body hair, and I don't know if all guys are like this because I don't see a lot of guys shirtless on a daily basis, but the way your belly hair grows, mm-hmm. it grows like in and really thick down the middle, so he looks like you have a six-pack. It's most ridiculous.
It's awesome.
Like from a distance, you're like, oh, wow, that guy's like got the cut in his, but it's all hair.
I have the perfect growth of chest hair, not patchy.
It's bizarre.
It collects like in the middle of my chest, so it makes the illusion of gigantic pec.
And then it's darker in the middle all the way down, so it looks like he's got that muscle crease.
Oh, right yeah.
It's not fair.
I shaved that thing off. It's over.
the enhanced package, I don't know if we covered this. It's a guy who shaves his boys, nothing else.
That's me.
He
covered me.
Oh, I did. Okay. He could be high maintenance boyfriend who needs a lot of praise, blah, blah, blah. So did we cover everybody? Tidied up, yeah. He's the jackpot. And then
what do you think Michael Vick's got going on?
Oh.
If you had to guess.
You know.
Completely shaven.
Yeah, I think he's bare.
He's an adrenaline junkie. He was a dog guy who owned dog fights.
Mm.
You got to be like into excitement or something crazy and different to get your jollies.
The black eyed chest hair is always fascinating to me because it's like it'll be like one patch here that's got like a bunch of curls and then nothing, and then another one here that's got a bunch, like it's like almost polka dots. So that's what I picture he's got going down below, like polka dot.
Yeah, there's a
splotchy patch.
When I was in college, I didn't live with him, but we shared a phone box through the wall.
What is that?
At Indiana University, you had like one phone between the dorm rooms, so the phone would ring. And it was for basically four people, uh-huh. the one phone number, because there was two people in this room. Then there was a hole in the wall that had a phone box. So you'd open up your side and grab the phone, and you'd shut it. So you couldn't see. I mean, if both phone box doors were open, you could see in the other people's room, like, hey, what's up?
So, but if I needed to use it, I would, I would go knock on.
Well, then
on.
You just wait till it was available.
Oh.
But then you'd have to answer the phone sometimes and be for the people in the other room. It's like, and there was two black guys lived next door, and there was a black Frank, and I was the white Frank. So I was like, hey, black Frank or white Frank? And black Frank had hair on his chest, too. And one day we shaved it into circles and got those Velcro balls, those dart balls, and threw it at his chest and had like a whole game going on. We're like, hey, it was awesome. College, so much fun.
Really? It sounds like a good time.
Here's a tweet. Erica says, yuck, bear is gross. Real men have hair. Sorry, Schmies. That's right, Erica. Real men have the hair going on.
Well,
look at that. My pubes start here.
But did you take care of this? Or
I did shave my neck down to here.
Okay, yeah. Otherwise, you would be. It would just meet. Like,
yeah, when I grow a beard, if I didn't shave my neck, my pubes would start here. And go all the way down.
Oh,
and never really stop until it reaches my ankles.
Yeah. You do have hairless feet. Weird.
Everyone does.
No, there are guys that have giant hairy toes.
Really hairy
feet? And hair on the top of the feet, and then hair on the toes, too. You're not that guy.
No, it really makes you a man great.
Mm.
A man great that you throw on your existing grill. It's cast iron grilling grates that turn your grill magically into something super special.
There's
just
no
like
assembly.
The steakhouse has.
Yeah, there's no assembly. A lot of people are like, how difficult is it when I order it? It's you take the plates out of the box and you put them on top of your grill. It's super easy.
They're made out of 100% cast iron, and they're made in America. And this patented design helps these chicken, steak, or veggies taste like they've never tasted before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using it a lot. People have been
almost
coming over
night.
And they're like, what's that? I'm like, that's the man grate.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but makes stuff good. Makes me actually a good outdoor griller.
Yep. No more flare-ups. No more dry meat. They guarantee it, by the way. So right now you can go to HeidiandFrank.com and you'll see the Man Great banner. Just click on the banner and you get the Man Great for $20. It's a Heidi and Frank Show special. As a bonus, every Heidi and Frank Show order comes with a heavy-duty Man Great grilling brush. Again, 100% cast iron. What's that mean? It means you will have these things forever. Click on the Man Great banner at HeidiandFrank.com and get to grilling.
Great deal. $20 right now.
Yeah.
Click the banner. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your brothers who are fathers. Buy one for your father.
Yeah, why
and
not?
And your grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Every man wants a Man Great.
Or your friend.
When we come back, story about Walmart. What happened at Walmart? Sounds like I'm talking to my mom. Hey, Mom, what happened at Walmart? Well, you wouldn't believe it. And there's a, you won't believe it. Well, I don't know. I kind of believe it. It was Walmart.
My mom gets her nails done at Walmart. She does. She goes, I said, what'd you do? She goes, oh, I just got back from Walmart. And I said, oh, what'd you buy? And she goes, oh, nothing. I go get my nails done there.
They have a whole, is there a salon?
Frank, I don't know. I said, what? She goes, oh, yeah, the gal's pretty good. I'm like, is she outside going, I'll do your nails? I mean, is it, I don't know. I couldn't get a straight answer. All I know is that she, as and let me quote, my mom says, and I quote, an Oriental gal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I said, I didn't even know in Indiana. She goes, oh, yeah, a couple of families moved in. One to run the Chinese food joint and the other one to, I guess, open up a salon at the Walmart. I don't know. Very bizarre. It's a whole different world.
The Warmalt.
Warmalt. Ah, Warmalt. Hard to say.
It is hard to say, but it's delicious. The war malt. I dare you to finish it.
Talk about feeling manly.
Yeah,
the war malt.
When Dairy Queen got me a war malt.
Way manlier than the Dilly Bar.
Oh, but I love ordering the Dilly Bar. This is so much fun. Anyway,
bar,
when we come
Dilly
back.
Bar, Dilly Bar.
When we come back, what happened at Walmart? We are Heidi and Frank.
What is radio worth watching? Well, you'd really have to see it to believe it. So get crazy and spend that $4.95 this month. Become a VIP member at HeidiandFrank.com. Then you can see it all. Until then, well, you lose. This is the Toad Hop Network.
Get ready for summer with the No-No. If you haven't heard us talking about the No-No, it is revolutionary at-home hair removal system. And it works. New technology, no pain, safe, easy to use, doctor recommended. They've sold a lot of no-nos. Why have they sold so many? Because people love them and they work. It works on all skin colors, all hair colors, all ages, and is safe and effective for both men and women. And it can be used anywhere, including arms, face, legs, bikini line, and even in your car.
With consistent use, the hair will be thinner and finer. So just go to nonohfshow.com and 800-407-7747 for an exclusive deal on this No-No device. You also get with this deal a facial kit, travel case, $100 discount shopping card, and the entire purchase is backed up by their triple guarantee. If you're not 100% satisfied, then they'll refund the purchase price, refunding the shipping, even pay to ship it back to them. You will not risk a penny to try No-No.
So go to nonohfshow.com. That's nonohfshow.com or call 800-407-7747.
Hey, it's Gina and Randy for Delta9Vapes.com.
That's right, Gina Grad. Delta9 Vapes is coming out with the pink Omicron to fight breast cancer. Go to Delta9Vapes.com right now, and you can buy a pink Omicron today, and 50% of the proceeds go to fight breast cancer.
What?
Get your Omicron today at Delta9Vapes.com. And that's right, they still got the Percy Eye for you big vapers out there.
Yeah!
Use promo code HFSHOW and get 10% off at Delta9Vapes.com. Yay, breasts!
on you. And when you're caught, there's nothing you can do. And so I got caught.
From Universal Studios Hollywood in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
ToadHopNetwork.com.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching. This is the Heidi and Frank
Show. Heidi and Frank Show.
Call Heidi and Frank now at 888-520-HF-SHOW. That's 888-520-4374. Email them at show at HeidiandFrank.com. Follow them on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. The Heidi and Frank Show at HeidiandFrank.com.
You'll never believe what happened to Walmart.
Yee-haw! While we was down there the other day,
getting our nails done
by a real nice little short Oriental gal.
Better be careful next time you want to use the bathroom at a Walmart.
Uh-oh.
Has anyone ever wanted to use the bathroom at a Walmart?
Or
is
no,
that
that's
an
one
extreme
of those. You're
case
like,
where
oh,
it's like,
God.
Do you have a bathroom?
It's in the aisle or in the bathroom.
Yeah. It's a last resort sort of thing.
Yeah. Police were called to the store in Monticello, Kentucky.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I went down there to buy my sister a wedding present. See, we're getting married on Saturday.
She's a registered there at the
We're getting married on Saturday. Shit. I'm sorry. It took me a second to get that.
She's a registered. Oh, hell, that was funny. Police were called to the store in Monticello, Kentucky, because a woman was glued to the toilet seat for more than an hour.
Glued?
Because the seat was covered in super glue.
And this happened once at Home Depot, too.
Was it really?
Yeah, some guy.
You don't look. I mean, at a public toilet, you don't look at the seat.
Because I'm assuming
first.
If the super glue is still wet, like wet enough to stick you to it, it's got to be shiny.
It dries pretty quick. That's why it's super glue, right?
So somebody would have had to have put it on and then been waiting. Or no, I don't know.
No, this is just, she doesn't work there. She had no idea. It was just since this woman was stuck for an hour on the toilet seat because it was covered in super glue, the unidentified woman was taken to the hospital after emergency responders were able to get her off. Chief Ralph Minyard.
Yeah. Right now, I wouldn't be prepared to say if it was an accident or was intentional.
Accident?
Yeah. Oh, it was an accident. The toilet seat was covered in super glue.
Hmm.
Well, it is Monticello, Kentucky.
Yeehaw!
You see, we ran out of fly tape, and so we thought we'd just put super glue on the toilet seats catching flies.
Yeah, because you know in the bathroom there in flies is wicked.
So it was an accident.
No charges are going to be found.
And that's what happened at Walmart.
I don't understand. Like, the thing I'll never understand with doing, like, prank stuff. The thing, I'm not a big prankster anyway, but
I think I would look at the seat. I mean, as far as if a woman sat down on a toilet seat covered in super glue and she gets stuck there, it's her own damn fault.
And don't you feel it when you sit down and you're like, oh, you get up immediately.
I don't want to feel anything when I sit down. I mean, I will, yeah, get the paper. I mean, I'm not really the guy who gets the butt gasket out and lays it out or puts out the squares all around it. I mean, it's like if I have to sit down, I'll grab some paper and give it a once over real quick. And I'll sit down
on the actual seat.
On the dry wiped seat. I don't mind that. But, I mean, when you're sitting down and you don't look and you feel a droplet of moisture from the seat. That's like the next level up from getting a spittle on the lip from someone while they're talking to you. It's like when you sat in someone else's urine droplets.
And you go, and then you hope, I hope it was urine droplets.
That's why you always gotta look. I never understood why women are always upset about the toilet seat being up or down.
I fell in at 2 a.m.
Well, then look. What are you, back in? Maybe you should lose some weight if you have to back into places. Look at the, turn on the light, look at the toilet seat.
Well, sometimes you don't want to turn on the light if you're in a situation where it's like, I don't want to wake you, and if I turn the light
wake
on right
me.
Now. Well, I mean,
it's the bathroom. It has a door on it. Turn on the light, shut the door, please.
Or maybe,
don't leave the door open.
See, sometimes
so
I know.
So my dreams can be intermingled with your bowel sounds.
For me, when a light goes on, I'm very much, I think, like a canary or something. You know, they could be. It could be the middle of the day, the bird's up and chirping. You throw a blanket over its cage. It's like, night, night, rock, night, night. It goes to sleep, right? You have birds, you know.
Yep.
That's how I am. So if it's 2 a.m. and I got to go to the bathroom, if I turn the light on, pupils dilate, bleep, my brain goes, well, I guess it's time to
You can't go back to sleep?
No. That's how, even if I get up in the middle of the night to get something out of the fridge to drink, I go to the fridge, I feel my way, I open the refrigerator door, I feel, like, real quick, I'll look really fast and close my eyes again and stand in the dark and drink it. Because if I stand with the fridge light, then I'm awake. Now I'm like, oh.
I think drinking something cold out of the fridge would wake me up. Just the coldness of the liquid. Like, whoa, that was chilly. Well, looks like I'm up.
Not when you're parched from all the wine. Yeah, it was 2 o'clock
well,
in the morning.
Take a glass to bed with you. Leave it on the nightstand.
Well, most of the time I do, but sometimes I don't.
You're afraid of drinking your girlfriend's teeth? I told you not to put him here anymore. It's disgusting.
This glass is smiling at me.
Okay, baby. I'll never do it again. I'll start keeping my mind out of it. I don't know anything about you. Anyway, I'm making no sense at all.
I'll leave them on the back of the toilet, but I'm always afraid of splatters getting up in there. They say poop particles float around for at least 3 days.
She does have a nice smile.
Doesn't she, though?
Mm.
Well worth the money.
Not really when it's in a glass, but when it's behind her lips, it's nice.
When it's in the glass, she's never looked her happiest. Oh, wow.
Going back to the pranks.
Oh, yeah, you had something.
No,
about
going
pranks,
back to the pranks, what I don't understand, again, I'm not a prankster, but I would think the thrill of pulling a prank is to see it happen, right? Like, I never understood the computer viruses. Like, oh, I'm going to send this worm virus to a bunch of people.
I guarantee the people were still mingling around Walmart. When the paramedics had to come in, they're like, over there. Yes.
Oh my God.
And they're waiting to see her being wheeled out
with a toilet seat.
Plastic horseshoe.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Attached to her backside.
I would assume, you know, if you're going to punk somebody, let's say, usually the people who are punking are there when the punk's happening and when it ends. You're not just like, no, totally pull that prank and I'm not going to be there for it. Like, I don't understand that. Isn't it part of seeing it happen? That thrills you? Again, I don't get off on pranks, so I don't even understand. Like pulling a
an arsonist
joke.
burns a house down.
But don't you
he's
stay
probably,
there?
Yeah,
he's staying and watching it burn down. But in this case,
yeah, he doesn't leave.
Yeah,
what's the point of that?
Right, he's still.
I love setting fires and never seeing them.
I make sure I get it
what
going real
them
good.
What about love so much then?
Just knowing that it goes back to the computer virus.
So they go home and watch it on the news now because, you know, if a fire starts, it's like, oh, let's go home and watch it on the news and see how far it spreads.
Well, going back to the crime solving, that's how they always say, you know, go to the tape and let's scan the crowd because, you know, our arsonist is in the crowd somewhere because he's got to stand there and watch his work. That's how they solve the case. You're like, oh, go back. Yeah, that guy looks like he's really
You watch way too much television.
I know, I love it. That's what I would do.
But it's not real.
No, but it's inspirational. Had I known when I was a kid.
Inspirational. CSI.
Totally. I would have been a criminalist. Going back to college, like, I didn't know that was an option as a kid. But now all of these shows, kids are so lucky because they can go to school and they can study and they can be a criminologist or whatever.
But I would do that. It's a lie. Don't you understand that the.
Well, they don't play like high-tech music and do the fast little. And it's fat and it's cool and everybody's like.
Yeah.
Eh.
There's not a different color light bulb behind everybody. To establish what character is speaking.
I want to be shot.
Oh, the
glass.
Blue light in the background's the guy who looks through the microscope.
Yeah.
The red light is the main character.
I would have loved to have done that, though. sit and solve a case. I love it. I love solving.
Why didn't you do that?
Those are some of my favorite.
You never even pursued that growing up.
I didn't know that it was a possibility. I mean,
solving crimes? Crimes is older than radio.
No, but think about when I...
Crimes is older than radio, geez!
The only crime I commit is in radio most times. No, I mean, the cop shows that I grew up on. Okay, Cagney and Lacey.
Well, you did kind of live that out, didn't you?
A little bit. A little bit. I am the new. I am the modern day Sharon Gless.
Right, Tyne.
I'm not Tyne. I'm at least Sharon Gless.
Yeah, because you're blonde.
Blonde. Yeah, I'm totally Sharon Gless. How dare you? God.
You're probably
give me Sharon.
You're probably naturally a brunette, and you look just like Tyne Daly. But you're an anorexic with peroxide in your hair.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm an anorexic.
To be Sharon Glass. Is it Sharon Glass?
Glass.
Oh, Glass.
Yeah. No, but I didn't have like cool cop shows like that are out today solving crimes. There was Murder, She Wrote, but I wasn't like, you don't look at Angela Lansbury and go, oh my God, I want to do that when I get older.
Yeah, there was a paramedic show, two guys driving like a paramedic truck. It wasn't even an ambulance. It's a red fireman paramedic truck.
What's the difference between
a paramedic
truck and an ambulance?
You don't haul patients in it. You show up. Now, maybe it was.
It was like a pickup truck?
It was a red truck and maybe had like the big square back as opposed to like the van.
Okay.
And it had two guys.
Right.
That, you know, you had the one guy who had brown hair and the one guy had blonde hair. It was like the Ponch and John of paramedics.
Yeah, Starsky and Hutch.
What was the name of that show? On in the 70s.
Okay.
Paramedic?
Rescue?
No, maybe not that. It was something, though. If somebody knows, I'll give you a VIP.
You watched it, though, and you wanted to be one of those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you never did. Well, you went to med school, pre-med.
Well, I went to, I was pre-med, but there was a time when I was taking some criminology classes to see if I would like to do that. Then when I did the ride-along with the cops in L.A., I realized there's no way. I'm way too paranoid. I mean, I thought everybody was, you know, a drug lord.
Yeah.
That little girl's doll's filled with heroin. I know it. Let's tackle her. No, let's just keep going.
Daddy, my dolly! Oh, sorry, sir.
Look, we got Robert in Ventura, says he knows the show I'm talking about. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What was the name of that show that I watched as a kid?
Emergency.
There it is. See the truck that they had? They drove the truck out in front of the fire truck.
Oh, yeah, that is bizarre.
There were the EMTs, and then they'd go to the hospital where they had the whole different thing there, too.
So was it like ER, or were they solving?
It was like all those other ones, like Starsky, not Starsky and Hutch, but what's the other one? They had a cop one, too. I think it was Adam
Chips.
12 or something.
It was like Chips, but with paramedics.
Yeah, exactly.
There was always something on the street, and they had to go, like, you know, like with Ponch and John. It was like, what was happening?
But did they have love interests and stuff?
I don't remember that.
No, I don't think it went that far. There's always one that I remembered from it. It was a guy who popped a top. You know, they used to have the beer cans, and you just used to peel the top off of it. He used to put it in the beer or something. He drank, and it got lodged in his throat, so they had to come and take it out. I always remember that. And it was,
how do you take that out on the street? Are you kidding me?
And the fact that drinking and driving was wasn't even part of the story. It's just like, oh my God, this poor guy choked on his beer tab. Are you a VIP, Robert?
Yeah, actually I am.
All right.
Do you still have the bag of S?
I don't have it with me, but I'll give you something out of the bag of S, okay?
Yeah.
Leave us your address.
All right, yes. Stay on hold.
You have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I used to make jewelry out of those, and as much as my beers my dad drank, I used to make jewelry out of those pop tops, or beer tops.
You could decorate the Christmas tree.
Yeah, you could loop them together and make, like, you can make earrings, or you can make a necklace and all that. I always do.
I actually fixed my car once with a beer tab.
Shut up.
I connected the linkage from the as an automatic.
Okay.
And so when you tried to shift it into drive, it was just, you know, just bouncing there. It was like, it was unhooked.
Uh-huh.
So I popped up the hood. Grabbed an old Milwaukee beer tap from the floorboard.
And fixed it.
And went around there and went, oh, look. And I just linked them together, and that thing held in place. And I was like, all right.
For as long as you had the car.
Old Milwaukee.
They left that out of the commercial.
I know. They did leave that out of the commercial. Always drink and drive responsibly.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Well, Walmart? What were we talking about? How did we get on that?
We were talking about Walmart, and then we talked about your girlfriend's teeth. Oh, by the way, brighter.com, if you don't want to end up like Heidi's lady and lose all your teeth and have to leave them in a jar on the nightstand to clean every night.
Right.
I suggest you go to brighter.com and join the membership there, because it's not insurance. It's pre-negotiated dental procedures that you can get into for as little as $9 a month. So whatever you need done, you can save, you know, up to 60% on certain procedures.
Amazing.
And it's unlimited, so you don't ever reach, oh, we've spent too much on your teeth this year, and we're going to raise the price. They're set prices. You know what you're going to pay when you go in. You can find a dentist in your area.
No surprise bills. That's the thing. You're not going to get a bill in the mail and go, oh, my God, that's insane, and I'm going to have to get on some sort of payment plan. It's all negotiated ahead of time. So you can check them out at brighter.com, B-R-I-G-H-T-E-R.com. And keep in mind, when you go to brighter.com, just enter Heidi and Frank, and when you do that and you purchase an annual plan, they're going to give you a free Oral-B battery-powered toothbrush. Those things are amazing. That's what we're supposed to be using anyway. I've always been told that when I brush my my teeth the old-fashioned way. Well, I don't use one of those, and I bought one, and I have one.
Just with a sarsaparilla stick and some baking soda?
Yeah, but I go too hard because I'm like a clean freak, so I think elbow grease and hard is going to get them clean, and then it causes your gums.
I went the real old-fashioned way. I'm sorry.
You went really old. Ah, sarsaparilla.
Do they even brush their teeth back in history? I mean, when they're finding, like, tools and stuff and,
you never see a caveman.
Clay,
you know,
pots, and maybe, look, this was a fork. Did anybody fashion a toothbrush? When that thing come around? Or was it always just the finger?
Yeah, maybe they just put some sand just to get the,
sand in the finger.
Sand to just at least, like rub off the slime and then rinse with out of the stream.
The one bristle brush.
Yeah, and rinse out of the stream. Brighter.com, 1-800-560-1200. 1-800-560-1200. So go get your teeth fixed so you don't end up like a caveman. Or my girl.
Let me ask you this question. Research shows that what part of 50% of women's bodies is too large?
Trying to think of how I would answer that. I don't have.
Well, that was why I asked you the question.
No, but I don't.
So you think of how you'd answer that.
No, but I don't think I. No, I want to answer what most.
Is that
women,
a stall tactic?
No. I'm saying I don't think
how
I would have.
I answer that.
I don't think I would have the same answer as most women, because I think most women would say their butt. I don't particularly have a big.
Yeah. Right.
I don't have a butt where I'm like, ooh, she's got a big old booty.
You have a nice size butt. You don't think so?
Is that a compliment? I don't think so. It's big, but it's not nice. You just said it's nice size.
I said you have a nice size butt.
Nice size. But I'm saying I don't ever look in the mirror and go, oh, my ass looks so fat in these jeans. Like, it's not.
You don't?
You should.
I didn't say that. I just said you don't.
Your eyebrows did.
Meaning most,
and your
most
eyes,
women do.
That's what I'm saying.
No matter
that's
what
not
size
my
of
issue.
A woman's butt, every woman thinks it's too fat. So I'm just surprised that you've never said that.
No, I think my nose is too big. My hands are too big. That kind of thing. I don't think, oh, my God. Yeah, see? Dude, give me two dings. I was right on two.
So when you look in the mirror, you're like, my hands are huge.
When I'm going like this, God, my hands are huge. Next to my, No, my
you're
nose.
You're embarrassed
to
my gloves.
Nose, I would love to get a nose job. I won't, but I'd love to.
Do you buy men's gloves?
I have to. Sometimes I'm medium.
Do you pretend them for some guy you're dating?
Yeah. They go,
birthday present.
What size is your husband? And I say, well, he's a medium. He's a smaller guy.
Well, you found yourself a big fella. You know what they say.
That's why I just stick to buying mittens. It's easier to hide big hands.
This is a couple of children's sleeping bags.
Woo, it is chilly out here.
Call these mittens. Strawberry shortcake mittens.
I would say most women would say their butt, and I may answer stomach these days.
If you have an idea of what researchers have found, that what part of 50% of women's bodies is too large, give us a call. 888-520-4374 is the number. Shmees, you got a guess?
I'm sure it's something very... very odd. I don't think you'd bring it up if it was something like butt or belly. I'm going to go weird. I'm going to say earlobes.
Oh.
Earlobes are getting out of control these days.
Huh. I think mine are normal size for a girl my size.
What are people going to do when they have those gauges in their ears and then they're old?
They don't heal up either.
No, they won't. That's it.
Because sometimes people get pierced ears and the hole stays there forever. So I really doubt it when you get this gigantic washer in your ear.
Yeah, I have two holes. I have this hole that my earring's in this one. I have a hole right above this that I haven't had an earring in since the sixth grade. And I guarantee...
Then you can put an earring in right now.
Probably. I don't know. Let's see. I haven't had anything in this hole since I was 12. Cue the promo. It's not terribly comfortable.
Ow, I think I heard it pop.
I did hear it pop.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Yeah, you popped it through. You just re-pierced it.
Ow.
Oh, it popped again.
Ow. Oh, no.
It's in.
Yeah. Oh.
It's in.
And it's swollen and red now.
It popped when it was 12, too.
17, thank you.
Okay.
No, 8, actually, on a BMX bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ow. Okay.
Dare you to smell it now.
Okay, I'll smell it. You don't
smell your
me.
Old 12-year-old
You want to smell
ear
it?
Hole? No. Come on. No. Come on. That's got to be against the law.
Come on. Smell my ear hole.
Oh, God.
Come on, Frank.
Is it going to make me yak?
No.
Seriously, no, I got sensitive tum-tum.
I'm a clean person. No, stop it. Now, don't act like it smells either, because that's going to make my reputation look horrible. Just smell it. You like it, don't you? You like my... Don't lick it! Are you in so... God damn it.
Oh, man. My God, that's delicious.
No, I can't put it back in my ear!
There you go. It's clean now.
It's all lubricated.
Yeah. Slide right in there.
Okie dokie.
I dare you to smell it. That's been in my mouth.
I can't even believe you just did that.
Oh, come on.
Well...
Put it in.
No!
Well, I stuck it in my mouth.
I
and you will put it back in your ear?
No. No. Oh, alcohol swab. Yes, yeah, Ashley.
She's got a wipe from Tony Roma's. Is that going to be good enough for you?
If it can get rid of barbecue sauce off of your fingers, I'm sure it'll clean your...
Come on, you ladies. You can tweet us, too,
at my God.
Heidi and Frank. What part of 57% of women's bodies is too large?
Brain. Yeah. According to you guys, that's our problem. We're just too brainy.
Here's a tweet at Heidi Frank.
No.
Heidi has one of the flattest asses I've ever seen. Not good. Flattest, not fattest.
Flat.
You have a very flat ass.
Yeah, I don't have a butt. I wish I did.
You gotta do more lunges.
I do lunges.
Do you lunges?
That's crap.
You gotta do those weird where you get on all fours and then you push that heel towards the ceiling and flex that butt cheek.
Yeah, I do all that too.
You do that too?
Yeah, I do all that. I do it all. It's genetic. I think a lot of it's genetic. Like, you could work, like, he's got pecs naturally. I could do days and days and days and months and weeks of pec exercises. I'm never going to get that line that, you know.
Not going to happen.
Genetically, yeah. Like, you're genetically blessed with great calves.
Yeah,
I didn't get that
and
either.
And lips. I got calves and lips for days. Someone's guessing feet. No, it's not feet.
Yeah, I got big feet, too. I wish it didn't have
such big
feet.
What part? 57% of women's bodies is too large. I got a VIP here if you want it. Or something out of the bag of S, depending if you're a VIP. Thanks to stamps.com, I can send you that stuff now.
That's right. It was costing a fortune before and having to go to the post office.
Hell, I didn't want to go down there in the post office.
No.
It became a pain in the ass.
Of course.
So now we got stamps.com here at Heidi and Frank and Toad Hop Network. So now we can start giving stuff away because they got this great deal going on right now. We got a scale.
Free digital scale.
It measures it to the penny of what, you know, postage would
exact
be.
Exact postage, no guesswork.
Prints off the postage label. I mean, bam, bam.
Using your own computer printer, easy breezy. Yep.
Yeah.
And actually, if you're wondering how good stamps.com is, 2 billion, that's with a B, 2 billion letters and packages have already been sent using stamps.com. It saves time. There's no more hassle. It's 2012. There's absolutely zero reason that we should be standing in line at the post office. So go to stamps.com. Special offer for our listeners. Go to just enter the promo code HF like you always do. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. That includes the digital scale that Frank was telling you about and up to $55 of free postage. That's just to get you started.
If you sell stuff online, this is going to save you tons of time.
Yeah, totally. Stamps.com, before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, type in HF, and that's how you get the deal, and try it out. I think you're going to like it.
Here's some guesses coming in on what part of 57% of women's bodies is too large. Nose. Nope, that's not it. Here's an email. I just laughed so hard, I think I tinkled in my pants at my desk. Crap, Frank, that was awesome.
But what specific? Oh, with my eating my, sucking on my ear.
It's radio worth watching, people. Well, the VIPs get an advantage because we broadcast live and we webcast live every single day for VIPs, and they can get that on demand anytime they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Speaking of VIPs, they're playing along on the shout-outs.
All right, what are they saying?
Borscht says maybe nipples.
Nipples are getting too big. Is that even possible?
Well,
I'm not really a big fan of the really long nipples.
Long or wide?
When I think big, you know, long nipples.
Oh, see, I think wide. I think
wide?
Dinner plates.
No, you're thinking areola.
Oh.
Different.
Areolas.
Are either of those correct?
No.
Oh.
What would you say? I mean,
guys, a nice sidebar.
Guys in this room, right? Guys in this room who've had girlfriends, what's the biggest complaint you always hear about? Like,
I had a complaint about areolas once.
Oh, you did?
The areolas were too big on one person I was with. Mm. Other things that were too big.
It's all... It's...
I bet. I mean, I hate to say it, but belly.
Belly,
it,
yeah.
Because some women carry their weight, and it. Men, when they get a belly, it's like a hard
ball, like
round.
Just, yeah,
just looks like they're holding something inside. Yeah, they. You guys get flabby, and my ex girlfriend, she was doing her makeup in the mirror, and I knew the magic was gone because her belly was in the sink.
Ew.
And I went, all right. Oh.
Ew.
Easy.
And the roaches living inside her belly button were doing the dishes.
Well, that's convenient. That's nice.
Let's go to Alphonse. He's calling from Palmdale. Hey, Alphonse.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? Do you have a guess for what part of 57% of women's bodies is too large?
Their arms, their fat arms.
Oh, like the flabby triceps?
Yeah.
Nope.
Grandma arms.
That's not it, but that is a great guess. Thank you, Alphonse. Let's go to Debbie in Ventura. Hey, Debbie.
Hi.
What's your guess for the what's too big on a woman's body right now?
Well, based on myself, after having a few children, I would say my waistline.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Yeah.
Yes. Says,
you know, women used to be like very like proportion, like you would have the very tiny waist.
Hourglass, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and you don't see that anymore.
We're barrel shaped these days.
Yeah, they're saying, researchers found that the average waist measurement of a woman is about 2 inches, 2.5 inches larger than the healthy size.
Okay.
This is the 57% is 2 inches larger. I mean, that's pretty good size, 2 inches on a waistline.
Uh huh.
It says larger waists could lead to an increased chance of cancers, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease, and fertility problems. Well, I can explain that to you, ladies. I mean, you've eaten yourself out of being doable.
I'm just having the hardest time.
I can have a baby. Well, I can explain that.
What about, does it say what I'm supposed to be at a certain height and all that? Like I'm 5'8"?
It doesn't give the exact, but no. Just to think that 57% of women, their waist is too large. I mean, that's an enormous number.
Well, I'm sure it's
get back
big,
to work,
it's
ladies.
It's big for the boys, too, all you big-bellied boys.
But this is based on women. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't have the other results. I'm sorry.
How convenient.
Thank you, Debbie. Stay on hold. We're going to get your address and send you something out of the bag of ass, okay? You a VIP?
Oh, well. Yes.
Thank you, baby doll. Spread the word, okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
hold on. Ashley's going to get your info. 888-520-4374 is the number. 888-520-HF-SHOW. You can always call us and chime in about anything you'd like. And you can tweet us at Heidi and Frank anytime during the show. You can also email us the old-fashioned way, show@HeidiandFrank.com. And if you're a VIP, check out the shout-out rooms, and Shmee just might read something that you mention in the room. We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
The Heidi and Frank Show.
For years, people have been telling me how being arrested for drunk driving nearly ruined their lives.
Yeah, every time I hear about someone's DUI arrest story, it's always a good reminder to make sure you keep Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman's telephone number on you at all times. Write this number down, 888-4-TOP-GUN. That's 888, the number 4-TOP-GUN.
With offices throughout the Southland, the team of attorneys at the law offices of Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman knows how to save your freedom, your job, your driver's license, and your reputation.
Don't assume you have to plead guilty. The best thing you, your loved one, or your friends can do is to hire attorneys who concentrate in representing people accused of DUI. Call 888-4-TOP-GUN. That's 888, the number 4-TOP-GUN. 888 the number 4, T-O-P-G-U-N, or you can just check them out online at TopGunDUI.com, because friends don't let friends plead guilty.
Hey, it's Gina and Randy for Delta9Vapes.com.
That's right, Gina Grad. Delta9 Vapes is coming out with the pink Omicron to fight breast cancer. Go to Delta9Vapes.com right now, and you could buy a pink Omicron today, and 50% of the proceeds go to fight breast cancer.
What?
Get your Omicron today at Delta9Vapes.com. And that's right, they still got the Percy Eye for you big vapers out there.
Yeah!
shop.
Use promo code HFSHOW and get 10% off at Delta9Vapes.com. Yay, breasts!
The Heidi and Frank Show on the Toad Hop Network.
Oh, the Heidi and Frank Show. Thank you for joining us. Another birthday I didn't get to. I wanted to mention old Chris O'Donnell. He's 42 years old. People say I used to look like Chris O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah?
Now they say I look like Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, that you don't really look like Chris O'Donnell. Yeah.
Gotta start working out again. These Spanx are killing me. You think she wears Spanx or Rosie just doesn't give a damn?
I think she wears Spanx.
Think she does?
Yeah. I think she's actually talked about it.
Really? Why is Rosie wearing Spanx? I mean, I can understand certain women wearing Spanx.
Why are you looking at me?
Do you wear them?
No, I don't even know what they are.
Then how do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I know people talking about Spanx. It must be like some sort of what you put it on under your clothes and it tightens everything up like a girdle.
And here I thought you were a good actress. You don't. You've never. You don't own a pair of Spanx.
I wouldn't even know. Do they? I don't even know how they work. I mean, are they like bike shorts that you put on and
it's
it sucks
like
your
bike shorts? Shorts with a really high waist.
You know.
So it's like from here. I think from here think under your boobs down to your almost top of your knees.
No.
Is all compressed.
Listen, I don't wear anything that I could even wear Spanx with. You know what I mean? Like. Spanx with jeans. Like, I think you wear Spanx if you're wearing like.
I think women wear Spanx with jeans.
Dress.
There's probably women who wear Spanx every single day. Just probably women who sleep in Spanx.
No, I would be uncomfortable. So it's like, because
they are crotchless, so you don't have to take them off to go to the bathroom. Crotchless Spanx.
Oh. But what? See, you wouldn't even have to take them off for anything.
Well, I don't know how far the crotch goes back.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I'm sure you'll get in there all right.
No, I'm talking me. I'm talking about, heaven forbid, it was chili supper time down at the kids' school.
Oh, you don't know.
I got to get my Spanx off quick.
Frank, it would have to be that way, because if they're saying for convenience.
No, I think it's supposed to compress the butt, too. So they give you just enough area.
But
so
then
you don't
have
so you can
have
go to
perfect
a, so
aiming.
You can go to a party and you can you know go to the bathroom and you don't have to take your Spanx off. I think I don't know.
But what if you have
what the hell
a,
am I talking about Spanx
a tummy ache? Then
what is this? Star 101.3.
And now Rihanna. What if Rihanna wore Spanx? What do you think?
Now if Rihanna wore Spanx, I can understand that because like look at the rest of her. She doesn't want to. I mean, have like a one flabby flaw. So she wants to tighten everything up to look like she just stepped out of the gym.
Right.
Chris O'Donnell's 42 years old. I'm turning 42 this year, by the way.
He's got like 6 kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you, man.
He's on NCIS Los Angeles, which is awesome. Him and LL Cool.
Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec. Do you know who he is? Anybody watching Parks and Rec?
I hear great things. Got canceled. I do believe it got canceled.
It's gone?
Yep.
Wait for Netflix. Mm-hmm. He's 42 as well. Sean Hayes of Will and Grace, and then most recently of Three Stooges movie.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I didn't. He's 42 as well. Look at all these guys who are 42. I'm starting to feel like a loser.
Why?
These guys. Look at these guys.
Oh, how well they're
Chris
doing.
Chris O'Donnell, Nick Offerman, Sean Hayes. Oh, look. Here's the guy. Oh, I'm 42. My name's Paul Thomas Anderson. Yeah, I directed There Will Be Blood.
Oh.
He directed There Will Be Blood.
I'm 42.
And he's 42.
Listen,
we're all
hang
pretty
on.
Much the same
Frank,
age.
You're not there yet.
Yeah, I know.
No,
No.
I mean, you're not 42 yet.
I have to do something great before I turn 42 September. Wow.
You have the rest of June.
Yep.
All of July. All of August. And 3 days in September.
To do something magnificent.
Or 4 days in September. You're the fifth, right?
Yes.
All right.
Chris Isaac.
Time. That's all I'm saying.
Chris Isaac, he's 56.
I used to love
What a
that.
Wicked thing to do. To make me dream of you, I want to fall in love with you. I was doing backgrounds, too.
I know. I loved him, and I love that video. That may be the sexiest video ever. Him on a beach with Helena Christensen.
Yeah, that's who it was.
That
black
song.
And white in the
oh,
sand.
Oh.
But you know what? I remember watching that video, and he always looked like he was just that desperate, pee-whipped guy. Or he was,
wouldn't
like
you be with Helena Christensen?
I know, but she's just looking off like, I wish this guy would
I wish
get
I was
off
at the beach
me.
By myself.
Yeah, it's like, and he's like, strange what desire make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. Oh, I You are horrible at harmonies. That's all I gotta say.
You could have just probably stopped at "You are horrible."
Yep.
Most things I try to
dot dot dot
dot dot dot. Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
It's blank.
Yeah. Five
blank
20,
question mark
520 HF show 888. All the things Heidi is horrible at.
A lot of people hide their age. A lot of people hide their waistlines with Spanx. You can't hide your waistline, but what are you hiding? That's my question. Are you hiding something? From your significant other?
Oh.
Maybe you were hiding Botox injections.
I was. I came clean about that. And then,
Schmeez is hiding his love for man-ass.
Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise.
Because his girl's a personal trainer. He can't admit that he, you know, sneaks mayonnaise when she's not looking like, you know, Did you have
Smeezlo's mayonnaise?
Did you have mayonnaise? No.
Yeah. No. I have her text me when she's headed home, so I can make sure all the mayonnaise is not present when she gets there.
Right. Right. Of course.
Like, get out of here, mayonnaise.
I know you're bad for me, mayonnaise. I know you're no good. You go straight to my butt.
Yeah, I'm bringing this up because there's a couple getting divorced.
Oh.
A man is suing his ex-wife because she says, or he says, that she kept him in the dark about her extensive shoe collection and that it should have been part of their divorce settlement.
Well, she had shoe dazzle shoes. They're only $39.95 a pair, so big deal.
She wasn't a smart shopper.
Oh.
She did not go to shoe dazzle. She went to the very, very expensive stuff.
Overpriced shoes.
The overpriced shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She wanted the name on the shoe.
Yeah.
And
the Louboutins. The Charles Davids.
When did you just say Louboutin? Is that what you said? You said Louboutin.
Louboutin, yeah.
I didn't know how to say the guy's name. Christian. I thought it was Christian Louboutin.
Louboutin, yeah.
Louboutin.
And the Charles
Here's how
Davids.
Much this woman loves shoes. Yeah. To give you an idea of how deep her affection for pumps were, she reportedly has an image of a Christian Louboutin. Stiletto.
Sounds like a Star Trek character.
Christian Louboutin. She had a Christian Louboutin stiletto tattooed on a private area of her body.
Ooh.
I wonder if it was a muddy stiletto.
Oh, well, depends on where it was tattooed.
What part of her body was a stiletto tattooed on? Here's the thing.
She likes shoes that much that she gets a tattoo of a shoe?
Yeah, on her private parts. Now, Daniel Shack, he's a hedge fund manager in New York. He claims that Beth, his ex-wife, never told him about her stockpile of designer heels when they divorced 3 years ago. Now, Shaq alleges that she kept 1,200 pairs of shoes in a secret room, and now he wants his ex to pay him for his portion of the shoes.
A secret room? How do you not... I'm sorry.
As a guy, you know if you got a secret room in your house. And if you did have a secret room, it'd be your room. Yeah. That would be instant man cave, whatever. I have a secret room that blends with the wall. Watch this.
I was thinking we could do a crafting
bookshelf
room.
Bookshelf turns around. It's not going to be your shoe closet.
Right. Oh, let's do a gift wrap room. No.
No, sorry.
Mm-mm. Not happening.
Daniel Shack believes her collection is worth about $1 million. And he's entitled to about 35% of that. What? She has to pay him for the shoes?
Because 35%. They have a value? Well, she probably spent their marriage income.
Yeah, technically under the law, both sides are required to disclose their respective assets in order to settle the divorce.
Shoes are considered an asset?
Not normally.
No.
It says normally clothing is not considered an asset, but when you have such an extensive collection.
Of Louboutins and such.
That's when you have so much of something that it's considered an asset, you have a problem. Don't you think?
Yeah,
I agree. 1,200 pairs of shoes. I don't know how you hide 1,200 pairs.
If I had 5,000 boxes of toothpicks, that's an asset.
No, I say,
because
you know
I could
what,
turn
honey,
around and sell that. But I have a problem.
I'm going to be the wife who says, you know what? I'm walking away. You go
but
ahead and
if you took half
toothpicks,
the toothpicks, you could sell them. You know, it's a commodity. You could sell the toothpicks to somebody and take the cash.
Just stand outside restaurants that serve heavy amounts of meat product.
Here's a picture of her in her shoe room that he supposedly never knew about.
Oh, come on.
What?
You've never gone... Honey, what are you doing in that secret room there? Don't you worry about it. Who's falling for that?
Why are you carrying a chandelier in there? I don't know.
Come on.
I thought they'd make the attic look nice. Yeah, that was her secret shoe room, so he wants the money. I asked
Maybe God. you have something that is under the bed that you know your husband, like a guy is never going into the master bedroom and looking under the bed for anything. So you might have a Tupperware, like a long Tupperware bin of stuff. I don't know. But
look
a room
at that
and
girl.
A house.
Did she install all that shelving herself?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She had a crew come in and you're like, what are the guys building today?
It's got a closet island in it. She's lying on the closet island.
With a chandelier. Like, whose closet looks like that?
I've seen closets that look like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, a chandelier in there.
Mm. I've seen somebody with a wine closet that looked like that. And now a chandelier in the wine closet.
Oh.
Yeah. A chandelier in a wine closet that was under the stairs.
Oh, Frank, what are you doing to me?
Seriously, it's good stuff.
God, I want that.
I did tweet out, are you hiding something from your significant other? Can you top 1,200 pairs of shoes? Got some responses at Frank Army. What a coincidence. I've got 1,201 pairs of shoes. So I guess they topped it.
Why?
Frank Harvey, I'm only hiding 400 pairs of shoes and HIV.
Oh.
Shh.
Oh.
Hmm.
Wow.
Is there anything you're hiding, Shmees, when you come to think about it? She doesn't know about you?
He hides his hairline from her.
Yeah.
She's not seen his head.
I saw you were on Instagram. You took a picture of yourself at the beach. Did you have your hat off? Or you wear your hat at the beach?
No, I wore my hat to the beach.
I couldn't tell in the shadow picture that if you had your
zombie
hat on or not.
Zombie apocalypse, right?
At
Malibu. So I couldn't tell if you had your hat on or not. Like, he took his hat off.
No.
You wear a hat at the beach.
He wears a hat to bed and for lovemaking.
Did you go in the ocean?
No, what? We just walked around and enjoyed the beach with my hat on.
Why wouldn't you go in the ocean? It's nice.
I'm not an ocean guy. I was raised
around you go to the beach?
Lakes and creeks. I don't like the ocean.
Why not?
I have a thing against the ocean.
Why?
I don't know why. It's salty. There's too many people all the time. Mm. No, I go to a creek and I swim.
Reminds you of a bad experience at a bathhouse once. Salty, too many people.
Right.
No, but I keep my hat on all the time. I took a nap the other day and Shmoo started to grab the bill of my hat because I was laying in her lap. And she's like, take this off, relax. I'm like, no.
She doesn't care.
You probably have like an unborn twin's face on top of your head that you've been covering up all this time.
See, that would be fantastic.
Didn't you have a story about a twin?
Oh,
a guy's twin was his tumor. Our tumor was a twin.
Well, yeah. So this woman, Gemma Fletcher's her name, and she started having complications with her pregnancy at 32 weeks. So that's early, and shockingly, doctors discovered that they said we got to take this baby because there are major problems.
Well,
so
hold on a second. Going back to the shoe closet.
Sure.
Says this was on television last night, the story about this couple and the shoes. So she had a closet of shoes that required a numeric password to get into. Like one of those doorknobs that has the numbers.
Yeah. Why?
And he had no idea.
Well, I would
this
have
room
to be
in
like,
his house that
I'd
had
like,
a code on the front of
it's
it.
It's our house, babe. What are you doing there?
I wouldn't let you. I mean,
you're not. Well, you could have a room.
If you walked out in the garage, was there anything locked in the garage? Because that's her room, right?
Yeah, the garage.
Is there anything locked? Is there a cabinet? Is there a filing cabinet?
No, there's a fire safe.
What's in the fire
safe? Don't even care.
Ooh,
you don't have access
pictures.
To it?
I'm sure if I said, hey, where's the key to open this, I could, but I don't know. I mean,
it's where she keeps all of her photos.
Well, she will do the...
doesn't want those to burn in a fire.
If she's at work or something and I call and I'll say, hey, where'd you put the light? I'll do it when I get home. I go, just tell me. I have two lamps that need bulbs. Where are the bulbs? I'll do it when I get home. Don't worry about it. I'm like, I'm in the garage. Point me which cap. I'll do it.
Nope.
So then I start sneaking around.
All
but
the
I
love letters are hid behind the bulbs.
I don't.
With LAPD letterhead.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. God. Arg.
They're probably just little notes that she left for the maid she was having an affair with, because normally she changed the bulb, so it was like little post-it notes, but they were just kind of written on the back of the paper around the bulb. It says, love you, Juanita.
Lupita.
Well, it was Lupita. Love you, Lupita.
Lupita was a hot girl. Had to get rid of her, though. I'm like, I'll clean my own house. You're no longer welcome here. No, but you
I'd
know-
love to wash you with my face. Wow. Lupita.
So clean, I can see myself in you.
Mm-hmm.
The comma in the right place, that's sexy.
Let's get Heidi drunk and throw her in the pool.
Well, after we tie a brick around her neck, it'll be hilarious. And then we can be together.
How many bulbs you guys own? That's a long message. That must have been one of those big ones that had like a street light.
No, that was the long fluorescent one that goes under the cabinet.
The long one,
that's that long
very
box.
Very small, right? It's a very long sentence.
Right.
Stick around. We got Lovitz and Slayton coming up next. They can't wait to get in here and entertain you. Then at 1 o'clock is the interview with Frazier Smith. This week, Frazier will discuss NBA, LeBron James, and life in general with NBA legend and TV host in sports. Analyst John Sally.
Whoa.
Is going to be in here with Frazier
cool.
Smith at 1 o'clock. And The Real Bastards is our new show here at the Toad Hop Network. Talking about movies this week, laugh legend Rick Shapiro joins the Bastards in discussing Ted and Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Can't wait to see Ted.
Another new show on the network, a great show, Heffron and Reap. Hey, Front of Reap, have a great show today. Six-pack abs in 1 minute, better, longer sex, winning lotto numbers will not be talked about, but some great stuff will. Hey, Front of Reap, subscribe to them now. So, those guys are here.
Clever.
Punch Drunk, Best Medicine, The Joey Medina Show, and reminder, tonight, Huff and Stapes. It's their final show tonight. It's going to be a special three-hour show. If you've listened to their show at all, you know how great those guys are, and they're going to be missed here at the Toad Op Network. So I just want to say it was a pleasure having you guys, and I hope that someday we can all get together and work together again. So please be sure and come out tonight for their kind of going-away party. We'll be showing it on the big screen down here at the Lovitz. So come down and enjoy the last show of Huff and Stapes, a special three-hour show starting at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock tonight here at the Lovitz inside Universal City Walk. Also, if you haven't got your tickets yet for the Think Tank on Friday, you can do that. Go to toadopnetwork.com and click on the banner there, and you'll see like a little tab there at the right that says click to buy tickets. Get your tickets, because me, Heidi, Sam Tripoli, Gina Grad, Nick Ritchie are all going to be on one stage at one time doing the first ever Toad Hop Think Tank, talking about a bunch of random different stuff. It's going to be a show all its own, so be sure and don't miss the very first one. Get your tickets today at toadopnetwork.com. Thank you for joining us. Now let's apologize and get the hell out of here.
Cannon Shooters, Nike Shoes, My Dead Cat Vinny, and Doughboys.
Let's see. Bromine Tablets, Afghan Hounds, Angela Bassett, Private Investigators, and Cat Teeth.
Tootsie Rolls, Kittens, Stomach Acids, and Kids with Leukemia.
Salmon, Shriners, Circus Bears, Lips, and Rodney King.
Oompa Loompas, Cosmo Magazine, Matthew McConaughey, and Walmart Nail Salons.
Sluts, Fairies, Slackers, Channing Tatum, Scarecrows, and Mash Taters.
Polly Grip. Sharon Gless and Angela Lansbury.
Walmart, Superglue, Dentures, Old Milwaukee, Big Areolas, and Cockroaches. You really have to experience the whole show.
Now you know how sorry feels. Now you know how sorry feels. Sorry feels. Now you know how sorry feels. Now you know how sorry feels.
The Heidi and Frank Show. Listen live at 10 a.m. Pacific time or listen later through the magic of the download at HeidiandFrank.com.